Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia has died. He was found dead of apparent natural causes today at a luxury resort in West Texas. The conservative justice, known for his writing and outsized personality, spent 3 decades on the court, appointed by President Ronald Reagan in 1986. This is archive audio of Scalia at a swearing-in ceremony for new U.S. citizens in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania in 2013, telling them Americans are different from residents of other countries for a unique reason.
We Americans who identify ourselves not by our blood or by our color or by our race or by where we were born, but rather by our fidelity to certain political principles.
President Obama offered his condolences to Scalia's family, and Chief Justice John Roberts says Scalia was an extraordinary individual and jurist admired by his colleagues. And he says Scalia's death is a great loss to the court and to the country. Justice Antonin Scalia was 79. The Republican candidates gather for another debate in Greenville, South Carolina. This one sponsored by CBS News. It takes place at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. NPR's Mara Eliason reports it comes a week ahead of South Carolina's GOP primary.
In tonight's debate, one of the fiercest confrontations we're watching for is Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. They are really battling it out for first place here, and the negative ads have been flying. Ted Cruz has accused Trump of not being a real conservative and of using crude language. Donald Trump has accused Ted Cruz of being a Washington insider.
NPR's Mara Eliason reporting. Also on stage tonight, Ben Carson, Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, and John Kasich. Authorities say several people have died. Dozens were critically injured in an interstate pileup in central Pennsylvania today involving more than 50 vehicles. As Bobby Allen of member station WHYY reports, busloads of stranded passengers were transported to nearby shelters to stay warm as investigators sifted through the wreckage.
Investigators say winter weather limited visibility on Interstate 78, about 2 hours northwest of Philadelphia, when the crash occurred Saturday morning. Drivers reported sudden whiteout conditions just before the deadly incident that left a big pack of vehicles, including multiple tractor trailers, laying in a mangled pile. Spokesman Corey Angel with the state's Emergency Management Agency says winds blowing snow have made the roads dangerous.
All of a sudden, the road conditions just change instantaneously for you because of the snow squall. So folks should be concerned about that right now.
Some of the injured were flown to nearby hospitals. A spokeswoman for Hershey Medical Center said 3 were being treated for critical injuries. For NPR News, I'm Bobby Allen in Philadelphia.
It's a 3-day weekend for Wall Street after stocks ended the day Friday with gains. The Dow was up 2% by the close on Friday. This is NPR News. No reports of injuries or significant damage after a series of earthquakes hit northwestern Oklahoma today. The U.S. Geological Survey says a 5.1 magnitude quake hit just after 11 this morning, and it was the third largest ever recorded in that state. The quake was centered about 17 miles north of Fairview and reportedly felt across several states. A second 3.9 quake hit 10 minutes later, that followed by a 2.5 magnitude earthquake and a 3.5 magnitude tremor, all within an hour and in the same general area. Texas is the first state to recommend banning the use of bite mark evidence in criminal trials. From member station KUT, Trey Scharr has more.
The use of evidence based on bite marks has fallen from favor after the exonerations of at least 24 men nationwide in the last 15 years. The AP reports the men had been convicted or charged with rape or murder on the basis of such evidence. The recommendation to ban evidence stemming from bite marks comes from the Texas Forensic Science Commission, which says judges should stop admitting it in criminal trials until it can be supported by better research. While the commission's recommendation is not binding, it is expected to carry some weight in courtrooms across the country. For NPR News, I'm Trey Scharr in Austin.
The U.S. Forest Service in Idaho is asking hikers not to feed the goats. The service was forced to close Scotchman Peak Trail in Kanaksut National Forest. That after goats wandering onto the trail got aggressive with humans. One bit a hiker. Others tried to headbutt them in an attempt to get some food. The trail was reopened today. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.